We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tonight is the final night of the NHL's regular season, and there's still a position or two to be determined in the Western Conference as LA and Vegas could flip from number three to in their division to the number two wild card. But outside of that, most everything has been written about, talked about, accomplished. Kucherov gets to 100 assists last night, joining McDavid. But there was also some finality in one particular market last night, and that was presumably Arizona. Hockey Insider Darren Dreger is with us now. Dregs, I'll forego the favorite memory all time in Coyotes history for you, and just focus on what is in the immediate future here, i.e. this afternoon and then in the days ahead.
Yeah, well, we'll begin with the news. Unfortunately for me, I have long history with the Arizona Coyotes. That dates back to Winnipeg. I was in Winnipeg when they became the Phoenix Coyotes and saw what it did to that market. But yeah, if we fast forward to this afternoon, there's an NHL Board of Governors call at 3 p.m. Eastern. And according to multiple high-level ownership sources, I mean, it is fully expected that the vote to relocate the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake will be approved. Now, we don't know the full details yet. Like, what does that transaction look like? You know, what is the full number? What's the relocation fee attached? All of that. That'll come out in the wash here in the hours ahead, maybe the next day or two. What's interesting, aside from the finality here, is that Ryan Smith, who's the owner of the Utah Jazz, who will soon be the owner of the Arizona Coyotes, the Utah Coyotes, whatever they're going to be called, basically has his private jet waiting. And he's going to head to Arizona as soon as that vote has been approved. And he's going to meet with every player, the hockey operations department, to introduce himself and, you know, put a face to the name and perhaps provide a little bit of introductory direction on what his bigger plan is here. So it's a tough day for Arizona Coyotes fans, for the good people in Arizona that, unfortunately, no different than Winnipeg, are going to lose their jobs. You know, there's always the ripple effect when things like this happen. And many good people are going to lose their jobs in attachment to the National Hockey League and the Coyotes in Arizona. But you have to look at the bigger picture and a brighter future for this organization. The players are resigned. They know it's coming. Yeah, it's going to be a complicated offseason for everybody associated, but it's time to give these players a chance to one more time play in an NHL market and in an NHL environment.
We see on MSG right now the Coyotes going to the bench after the game yesterday and hugging Stan, long-term equipment manager. He was there in Winnipeg before, went to Arizona.
Yeah.
As you pointed out, staff may not follow along. They may not keep going. Players, and some of them are not so happy. I think it's Clayton Keller that built like a big house and, you know, in Arizona. All of a sudden you got to put the for sale. You thought you were going to be there for 15, 20 years, whatever. You put the for sale sign, you move out to Salt Lake City. Any word from the PA, the players, on the dislike of what's happening right now?
No. And I would ask, how many NHL players have vacation homes around the NHL or vacation destinations? I'm sure Clayton Keller is going to be fine. And if, you know, he doesn't like the idea of operating two homes, well, then he can rent this one in Arizona or flat out sell it. I'll check the real estate market for him if it's a problem, and we'll see. From a Players Association perspective, I think this is important to note because some media don't have their facts correct. You know, when you sign your player contract, you're signing that player contract with the club, the organization. You're not signing it with the state of Arizona or a city, right? Yeah. So, look, I mean, if any one player doesn't want to move to Salt Lake, well, that's his prerogative. I mean, he might have reasons. He might have family reasons, whatever his reason is. Okay, then go to Bill Armstrong, who will be moving with the Coyotes as general manager, and say, I want to trade. And here's a list of organizations that I'd like to go to. Again, it's bigger picture, and uncertainty can be challenging. You know, these players are going to be compensated. You know, all of their moving expenses are going to be covered. There's going to be a stipend, I think, for an extended period of time to cover some of their monthly expenses. I'm sure there'll be a negotiated coverage for if you've got to break something like cable TV leases or your lease in general, and there's penalties that have to be incurred. That'll all be covered. So it's going to be an inconvenience to some players, but they can't just flat out pound their fist on the table and say, I'm not going. I mean, the only way out is to ask for a trade. And I don't anticipate we're going to see that from any of these guys.
All right. Who's behind the bench for the Sabres when they make their first trip to Salt Lake City next year?
Yeah. I mean, that's a loaded question and we can't answer it because the process has just nicely gotten going. But true to his word, I mean, Kevin in his media availability said that it was happening, you know, in terms of the process being underway. So I'm reluctant to identify because you know what I've learned over the years is that you got to be careful assembling these lists because 9 times out of 10, when names get on these lists, unless they've been verified and they're legit candidates through good sourcing, really all it becomes is, you know, the cycle. The wheel just continues to turn. But because Adam said that he needs to, wants to, and will hire experience, that's where it gets more interesting. I don't believe that there's been direct communication with Craig Berube yet. He'd be a name that would be high on my list, just the way he helped build the St. Louis Blues into a Stanley Cup champion. I mean, why wouldn't that be a name that you'd investigate and consider? But then you have to do a deeper dive and look at some of the other guys. I think Todd McClellan, dispatched by the Los Angeles Kings, is going to have options. Whether or not Buffalo is one of those, we'll find out here in the near future. Does Todd really want to dive right back into it? Or does he want to take his time, like a lot of experienced coaches do, and make sure that you understand what the landscape truly looks like? And that's where it gets tricky for Kevin Adams. And maybe by extension, Steve Staios in Ottawa, right? Or any other team that's in the market. Tom Fitzgerald just had his media avail today with the New Jersey Devils. And I didn't hear it. I was traveling, but I do know that he's made it clear that, yeah, his interest in Travis Green in the interim, but his interest in is hearing what Green's plan is for moving this organization forward. So that's not establishing that you're ripping the interim title off of Travis Green. That's telling the world that you're going through a bit of a process. So, you know, and what happens if a team gets knocked out of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs somewhat unexpectedly, you know, with a coach that's been there a while, if you will. And I'm loath to identify a name. You know, I looked at that Florida series. Paul Maurice isn't going anywhere if the Florida Panthers lose to Tampa Bay, you know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
John Cooper? He's been there a long time, highly decorated. If they lose to Florida, there's no shame in losing to Florida, given the year that the Tampa Bay Lightning have had. Is it possible? Maybe. Sheldon Keefe, maybe. You know, that's where we're at in this process. But again, that's why I think it's a tricky one for Kevin Adams and the Sabres.
Now, 2 years ago, when Kevin Adams hired Don Granato full-time, removed the interim tag, I don't know that Buffalo was a destination at the top of veteran coaches' list, right? It was a good young team, but it doesn't seem to have gone anywhere. And now it's a different situation. Is Buffalo higher and a beautiful destination, a beautiful team, a great place for a coach to say, I want to go there? Has it changed?
Beautiful destination of choice. Yes, it is.
Is it a great place to go?
Yes. Yes. To be an NHL head coach, it is. And that has everything to do with looking at the roster and where the Sabres are expected to be. Now, you know, the work isn't done. And again, Adams, you know, made himself accountable and is responsible for this team being a playoff contending team next year. Coaching is a part of it. The players have to do more than they did this year. But that's where the coach comes in and the prep work and working harder in practice and all the stuff that we've heard and whatnot. But in answering your question, Marty, sure. You know, the experienced guys that we talked to, I don't think that Craig Berube, if Kevin Adams engaged with Craig Berube, do I think that he'd have interest in being the next Sabres head coach? Yes, I do. You know, and then go down the list of the experienced guys from there. You know, whether or not Dean Evason is a fit. I think Dean Evason's a good coach. He's developed a high standard. He holds guys accountable. Of course, Buffalo would be of interest to him. Gerard Gallant has been out there a while. His deal just expired or will expire in the near future with the New York Rangers. I mean, of course, Buffalo would be a team that he would want to coach. But it's less about just wanting another coaching job and recognizing that the Buffalo Sabres aren't that far away from being a really good team.
Well, when you mentioned Ottawa and then, you know, New Jersey and recognizing that there could still be more teams, do you feel like, even without mentioning name strikes, do you feel like there is one of these teams, whether it's Ottawa, Buffalo, New Jersey, somebody else, that is in a more urgent position, i.e. they don't want to wait around. They think they know which guy they want and that they would be likely to act sooner here than wait till... No?
No, I don't. And that's a bit weird, to be fair, because again, if I'm a general manager who's in the market for a coach and I paid attention to what Adam said in his media avail, again, he's laid it out. He's hiring an experienced guy. So that, you know, maybe it's one of the men that we've already mentioned. But when I think of experience, that comes in many forms. I think we've talked about this on the segment before. There are 25 NHL assistant coaches with NHL head coaching experience. I mean, that's a lot. And I don't know that Adams' list would be that long. But I know Steve Staios, you know, his list is that long. You know, there's a number of those guys. And define what experience is. Does it have to be NHL head coaching experience? Does it have to be that? I mean, you know, there's a lot of buzz around David Carl and Denver and the NCAA. I don't see David Carl as being a fit in Buffalo based on the criteria established by Adams. And with all due respect to David Carl, I think he is the flavor of the season. No different than Nate Lehman was not that long ago, right? Good coaches. I'm not questioning this, but that Pioneers program is top notch. Now that, you know, they've recruited terrifically well. The players are great. I just don't think that Dave Carl has the level of experience that a lot of the NHL teams in the market for are looking for at this point. But what about John Gruden? His name has been out there in attachment with the Ottawa Senators. So I think what Adam said about what he wants may have poked Staios and maybe some of the other guys as well. I should mention St. Louis because we're on the coaching theme. Don't know this for certain, but it sounds like management in St. Louis liked the job that Drew Bannister did and has done throughout that organization coming up from the American League. It's not a lock that he gets the full-time head coaching gig, but I was told by a source that I trust that it's pretty likely. So there's always opportunity for change of heart, but we'll see.
Okay. A few things that we will have you think about now until it happens. Luukkonen contract, we discussed it in the first segment today. Something that I want you to be on top of, Drags.
Okay,
like,
I'll
get
be
the
on
fingers
it.
Going. Yeah. And also, like, roster moves. Like, I'm looking at Kevin Adams has said he wants to add to the roster. He's going to be aggressive. He's, you know, going to find a coach. There's a lot on his plate. But
yep.
Could that come also by, I don't know, like trades, buyouts? Like, you know, is there all of this on the floor right now for Kevin Adams to move this organization forward?
I think it has to be, doesn't it? You know, when you put yourself on the clock, which clearly Adams has, right? You know, not making the playoffs isn't his fault, but he's the architect of this roster. And he's been in the chair long enough where there's got to be a significant stride made here. Well, how do you do that? You know, it doesn't happen magically by firing a coaching staff and then bringing in a new group and pointing the finger at the players and saying, you guys need to be better. All right. Well, okay. Bring in some other pieces. You know, I know that he doesn't like the idea that, you know, we in the media use the excuse of it being a young team, but it is still pretty much a young team, even though you've got some big contracts. So, you know, is there a higher character player or two that you can bring in via trade? Shake things up a little bit, right? You know, maybe make somebody uncomfortable in that core in Buffalo, whomever that is. And I don't know who it is, but find a fit where you acquire a piece that maybe gives you a little bit more grit, maybe drags you into the fight, maybe can pull you through those games where the energy level is low. And that might not be one player. That might be a couple of players. Maybe it's three. And are you sold? And Marty, I'll throw this right back at you. Are you sold on goaltending? The goaltending in the second half was better. In the first half, it wasn't. And that put Ottawa in a real Buffalo, same with Ottawa, but put Buffalo in a real tough place. So if you're not sold on goaltending and all of a sudden UC Saros is available or one of the Boston goalies are available and you feel like you can get in that game, all right, well, that's on the general manager to get in that game and make the call.
I think it's all on the floor. I think, you know, buyout, and I'm not saying they'll buy out Jeff Skinner, but I think that's a contract that everybody's talked about. Goaltending, you know, how can you add? And I think that's all going to be on the floor.
Has to be.
Nina Solmark's not coming back to Buffalo, but Jeremy Swayman could be in the track. I've been saying it for over a year now, so I keep repeating myself, Greg.
If it happens, you get the credit. See,
I don't want to do that.
Man. Yeah.
Consistency and accountability, words we started the show with. Marty's being both right now. Dregs, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, if not sooner.
All right, guys, you have a great weekend. Enjoy the playoffs.
There he is, Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. We'll hit on the Amerks. That is the co-North leading Amerks when we come back. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.